Good afternoon, Columbus, Ohio. This is Ken Hodge, branch president, Columbus, Ohio, with my very first 180-degree Columbus, Ohio podcast. And I want this podcast to set the tone for what we're going to talk about on the 180-degree website. And again, I don't seek controversy. Controversy is all around us. Most people bypass it. I just tend to take it head on. So stand by for our first post to Columbus, Ohio. And as always, Columbus, Ohio management is in rare form. Stand by. First post on the new website deals with implant support. Now, what I'm going to tell you, folks, is very sad and it's very pathetic that we still live or work in this type of environment. It is my understanding that a casual employee who, again, was part of that 45 over cap that should have never happened, but nonetheless, a casual employee working on tour 3 came to work last week. He was informed that his wife was going into labor. Now, this is where the story gets real convoluted. First of all, and I try not to mention names on this site for right now, but I'm sure that's going to change. So I'm going to use initials. And for this podcast, we'll use the initials KV. Now, KV is actually an implant support person. But because everybody in Columbus thinks that as long as I'm an EAS, I'm your boss, this is how we have this type of situation. Well, anyway, KV is supposed to work in implant support, but KV actually moves everybody around in automation every day. So KV told the individual he could not leave. And again, I'm giving you the account from the individual. I have not spoke to KV, but I spoke to the plant manager, and I don't think it really concerns him. But KV would not let the individual leave, a casual whose wife is in labor. Mail is so important, you can't leave. Well, finally, by the time the casual found an operation manager or supervisor, in fact, I think it was one of our own mail handlers acting as a 204B who allowed that casual to go home. Well, when he got home, because of implant support personnel, KV, acting as if they're in operations, giving controls and trying to direct people, that individual missed a life-changing event. They miss the birth of their child because implant support acting in operations capacity would not allow them to go home, even after it was told to her that my wife is in labor. And again, that's just pathetic. And I really hope the Postmaster General hears this podcast and assists Columbus in correcting that malfunction. Not only did they miss the birth of their child, because they were at work and the spouse has little babies at home, the baby was actually born in their house. So my first podcast is a wag of the finger to implant support who wants to be in operations. And just because you're acting out of your capacity, would not let that mail handler leave, and to miss the birth of their child because acting in a unauthorized capacity, they would not let that casual leave. Now, as always, I try to keep everybody informed. I briefly discussed this with the new plant manager, Morrow. He seemed surprised that implant support would even be on the work floor. But he was so surprised that even after me sharing this story, you still see KV on that work floor moving people around in TMS, on that workflow and automation. So when you ask surprise plant manager about the information I gave you, then the situation continues, then it was just an act. I also emailed the plant manager with no response. Now I'm going to go ahead and drop that ball right there because we will go through the process, but I just wanted to let the employees in Columbus, Ohio know that these are situations that don't have to occur. If an employee tells you that their spouse is in labor, why would you even begin to consider putting mail volume in front of that? And on the 180 degree post, when I post podcasts to that site again, I try to keep it under 15 minutes. So I want you to hear the whole podcast at once while you're at work in a safe position, in an area where you are allowed to have headphones. Please listen to this at work, because I'm telling you, once you are aware or more aware of your work environment, then your eyes are going to open to some things that you see every day, but now you're going to be empowered and bold to address these, and we're going to have a wonderful work situation, folks, but it's going to get worse before it gets better. I just need you to hang in there with me. Next thing I want to talk about this morning is the supervisor slash 204B slash nobody's in charge. Columbus Management, you still in the flat unit, leave lead clerks in charge of mail handlers. You still leave lead clerks to run units that have mail handlers in it. But just as the plant manager has told many employees in many service talks, he and the local president are good friends, and the local president will do what it is he needs done. So you can pretty much forget about filing your Article 5 unilateral violation for lead clerks running units in Columbus, Ohio, because if that has to go through the local president, I think that's going to be falling on deaf ears. So all you can do, mail handlers, is now, again, I don't really know what you can do in that case. You can continue to do what you've been doing, which moves the mail, probably runs an operation more efficiently than if you had a supervisor. But just understand, you are working in a constant Article 5 violation that, because of the chummy relationship between the plant manager and your local president, that's not going to change anytime soon. I mean, the Article 5 violations is not going to change. Their friendship, that's of no concern to me. I'm concerned with contract compliance. Just to show you how unevenly balanced CityGate practices real hard to be, in some units, they won't put any EAS or anybody with authority in the unit greater than a lead clerk, which really means there's nobody there to put anyone on a higher level. So the employees just pick and choose amongst themselves how that's going to work. Now let's go to the middle of the spectrum. When they put a 204B in a work area, again, please, someone explain to me, so I'll know. What's the point in having a 204B if they can't do service talks? They can't correct clock rings. They can't authorize overtime. They can't even give you a schedule. They can't accept your leave. So tell me, what is that purpose? Is that just to check the box? I don't get that. And that's what we have in CityGate. We have 204Bs in my area that I currently work in that can't do any of these functions. Now, let me tell you something, because I'm not against the 204B program. I came through that program. I'm against putting someone in that position and not giving them the autonomy or the authority to do anything. Again, I thought it was just a new level of lowness when Form 50 supervisors have to come in your area as a 1723 authorized 204B to deliver a service talk. Now, come on. I mean, I don't know what else to say to that. If that don't tell you that, I don't even know what the purpose of you being there is. You can't even deliver a service talk. And again, my comments are not against the 204B. My comment is against management for putting that person there. Because I would have to imagine if you gave them the responsibility, they would do it. But you, the Tor 2 MDO has a 204B in the app section that on paper is a 204B, but all the duties that go with that job are farmed out to Form 50s. Are we training, or are we just doing a personal favor? hey, Columbus, Ohio, see, this is how I bring it on our webpage. And you have that same right and autonomy to do the same. Again, just be prepared to back up what it is that you say. And then I don't really care what it is that you say. Let's address situations. And again, I don't know what else to say. Speak your mind. But let, you know, let's be considerate and thoughtful of others. But sometimes hard words are very considerate. And I'll say that again. Sometimes hard words are considerate because they're needed to wake people up. This is Kenny Hodge, Brands President, Columbus, Ohio, with the first Columbus, Ohio podcast. And I have the strangest feeling there will be many more. Have a great day, folks.